Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. Where the middle wall of separation, it's finally come down to form what Paul calls, in the second chapter of Ephesians, one new man. In fact, he goes so far as to say the reason Jesus came was to break down this middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. And then I love the last line in Ephesians 2nd chapter where he says it makes a dwelling place, and I kind of put the emphasis, a full dwelling place of God. Now my guest, John Waller, you're familiar with him from the movie Fireproof because he did the theme music of Fireproof. And with the song that everyone was humming, While I'm Waiting. And John, I understand when you were just in the ninth grade, you had a dream. What happened?
Well, I was raised in church. So, I knew about God and even, professed to be a believer. And yet, there had never been a significant change in my life. But one night I had a dream and I walked into a room. And there Jesus was, and he appeared to me in this room, and I fell to my face. I could not stay on my feet. I immediately just fell and worshiped him. You don't have to think if Jesus appears to you, you don't have to think about, what should I do? You will worship. You will fall to your knees. You will not be able to stand before his presence. And I couldn't stand, and it was the most, I've never forgotten it, and yet I still, it was a few years later before I actually surrendered my life to him and decided to follow him. But it was an awestruck moment.
Well, one of the things I find is it's almost as if the devil has some sort of inclination someone's going to be used by God. And they sabotage that person in various ways. And you were sabotaged. Your grandmother suffered from depression. Your mother suffered from depression. You suffered from depression for what, 20 years? You're dependent on four medicines a day, and you just had a dark cloud over you. And people that haven't gone through long-term depression don't understand how bad it is. But I guess you don't understand when you're going through it until you get free and you know how good it is.
That's right. The thing about depression is, I went to the doctor at 12 years old. The story is that I had my first girlfriend at church. It lasted about 3 weeks long. After 3 weeks, she decided she didn't like me anymore, so I experienced my first rejection at 12. The next morning, I was pretty down about it. My mother didn't make me go to school, so instead of going to school, she said, hey, I'm going to take you to the doctor. And she told my dad that morning, she said, he's got it. I can just tell that he's got it, and she recognized it in me. And so she took me to her doctor. He spent half an hour with me. There were no blood tests. There's no way to test for this. He simply took a look at the history of my family, and based on what I told him about how I felt, he diagnosed me with that, and I never had any reason to argue it. I just accepted it.
And you rolled over and played dead and bought the special delivery package from the devil.
Absolutely. Well, why should I question it?
Yes, a doctor said it, sure.
Those in authority over me declared that over me, and I just said, well, that makes sense. It's my mom has that. It would seem likely that I would have it too.
Okay, so you accepted that a special delivery package, but you even heard your mother confirming that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it made sense to me. I mean, I didn't think, no, surely I don't have this. I thought, of course. And that's where that whole generational curses just being passed from one generation to the next. And as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Well, that became my reality.
Well, at age 23, you get married. You're still on the medicine. You're on the medicine, depression medicine, for some 20 years. You would go through darkness for months at a time. And you pretty much, even though you were Christian, even though you knew the word, did you give up on ever being really free?
I never I just assumed that I would have to live with this, and that, you know, this is one of those things that God would use, you know, in my testimony, and that somehow he would use it for my good. But I just didn't believe that I could be free from it. And, you know, I would constantly, you know, think, you know, maybe God would heal me. But you know, the Bible says that we are slaves to the ones that we choose to obey. If we choose to believe the truth of who we are in Christ, then we can be free. But if the enemy has a stronghold and he's told us a lie and we bought into that and we're in agreement, as long as we're in agreement with a lie, then we will not be free, at least in that area.
Tell me about this song from your CD that I am so enthralled over, As For Me and My House.
Well, you know, one of the biggest problems that I've seen in my own life is idolatry. And it's obviously, as you read throughout the entire Bible, you read into the Old Testament, that was the common problem, was idolatry and putting things above God and trying to find a way to replace God. And for me...
That's what most movies and most television is about, replacing God.
That's right. That's right. And so for me, you know, idols are very subtle, and a lot of them. Some of them are very bold and in your face, but a lot of idols are good things. They're things that God has given us. And for me, music, you know, became an idol in my life. And I was trying for so many years to build a career, you know, and I, of course, it was ministry, but really in the very heart of the matter was that I was building my own kingdom and not God's. You know, and God revealed that to me, and I became so weary with trying to be, you know, a Christian artist, so weary with trying to, you know, to meet the expectations and being a man pleaser and trying to, you know, wanting to write hit songs, but yet I knew I had a calling on my life, and so God revealed that to me, and that's when I wrote the song, As For Me and My House. I realized I am done building my kingdom. I'm done seeking after these worthless idols. They're coming down.
Now, you know, you're going to be singing and humming this music. It's so wonderful. And now, you know, the obvious idols like money, power, immoral sex, pornography, drugs. I understand people listen to this and get set free from spirits of pornography. There's some amazing testimonies. Let's listen to that.
I'm done building my own kingdom. No more seeking worthless idols. Like sheep, we have all gone astray.
If you like that, wait till you get John Waller's three CDs. His first, As For Me In My House, which you were just listening to. His second CD, While I'm Waiting. And his third is the Fireproof Movie soundtrack. You're going to love all three. I promise you, this new CD is going to be your favorite. For a gift of $30, it's going to totally change the atmosphere in your home, in your office, in your car. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.